This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Remember, coming up at 8:45, your chance to win tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium coming up on Wednesday, May 28th. So just a couple of weeks. Stay tuned for that. But I said that there was some Commanders schedule news. There's actually NFL schedule news. And there's Commanders schedule rumors, which we will get into. But the latest news, I'm getting this from ProFootballTalk.com, is the Cowboys and Eagles have officially been announced as the league's opener with the game in Philadelphia for the traditional Thursday night kickoff at the home of the Super Bowl champions.
What's the date of that?
I think it's September 4th.
Yeah. September 4th. Thursday, yeah. September 4th.
Correct, though.
That kicks off the season. So then that obviously has trickle-down effects for all the Kevin Sheehan's of the world.
For the mock schedulers.
Yeah, they try to figure out. Because there was some speculation, right, that Washington might have been involved in that?
Sure. They're obviously going with the division opponent.
Right.
A lot of times you have the defending champs. So it's the defending champs against the Cowboys, not the Commanders.
If it were the Commanders, you have a rematch of the NFC title game. That could have been a sexy way to kick off the
that's
season.
That's actually, the NFL kind of fumbled this one.
It should have been
it's kind of a meh matchup.
But the Cowboys are America's team.
I know.
The Cowboys are always a draw, and
I know,
everybody's fiending for any sort of NFL action at that point. So
they won't even care.
So you know that people are going to tune in.
I know that, like, but it's not as marquee as it should be. It's not as marquee. Commanders, Eagles would be marquee.
I can see that.
Eagles, I think they play the Lions this year. That would be marquee. I think Kansas City plays the Eagles. That'd be marquee.
Yeah, but they're saving that. They don't need to bring out the big guns for
They had Ravens Chiefs last year.
I understand. I'm just
you can bring out the big guns.
This is a pretty big one though.
It's not that it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 7.
I mean,
you're
factoring in the fact that the Cowboys were bad last year and Dak was hurt. Mm-hmm. But you know, the years before that, they were winning double-digit games. I think
haven't they lost a lot, like along their offensive line in particular?
Yeah, but they just drafted somebody in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah,
they added George
Booker.
Pickens to the mix. Mm-hmm. They're an interesting team. To kind of follow up on this, and if you're a Commanders fan, you can tell us if you're disappointed. Maybe you wanted them to play in the opener. 800-636-1067 is the number to chime in. It's been leaked that the Chiefs and Chargers are going to play in Brazil. Now, that usually is a Friday, right?
Friday night, yeah.
So you're going to have Thursday where you've got Super Bowl champs, the Eagles take on the Cowboys. Then the next day you'll have their opponent in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs, another division game, take on the Chargers in Brazil. And then the big leak related to the Commanders, and Dan Quinn answered this in Spanish at his press conference the other day, is the Commanders are rumored to play in Madrid against the Dolphins in Week 11.
Yeah, I saw it was either going to be the Commanders or the Bengals.
So Commanders might be on the international stage.
So if that happens, that counts as a road game for who?
For
it's
Washington.
Actually a road game for Washington.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a home game for Miami.
Home game for Miami. All right, good.
Now remember, you get an odd number of home games. I mean, it can be an odd number of home games. Like one year you're going to have 8, one year you're going to have 9. I'm not even sure what it is for the Commanders this year because you have a 17-game season. Do you like that schedule news? 800-636-1067.
If they play in Spain, what time will the game be then? Would it be but early like all these other international games?
It would be probably...
It'd be a 9:30 start.
Yeah, because they're, 6 or 7 hours ahead? That makes sense.
Hate it.
Love it.
I just don't like that.
Early. Like, if you tell me that there's an NFL game at 9:30, I don't care if it's Jags and Texans from a rain-soaked Wembley Stadium. I'm up and watching it.
Yeah.
I'm an addict. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, but I'd rather be somebody else and still wait for my traditional 1 o'clock so I can be in my routine.
Well, here's the problem.
It's routine.
Your routine is going to get thrown for a big monkey wrench because there's going to be a lot of primetime games.
I got to get mentally prepared for these games. I got to lock in.
You got to get ready because there aren't going to be that.
How do you lock in for a 9 a.m. game?
There aren't going to be that many 1 p.m. kickoffs for you this upcoming fall.
Kelsey moved to L.A. a couple years ago. And when we went there last time, I hooked up with our buddy Mike, Rob's brother, and they both were saying it's amazing that when you watch like games at 10,
right,
and then you watch your 4 o'clock slate at 1,
wake up,
that you still have the rest of like the evening.
We wake up the majority of our days at 4:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem with the 9:30 kick? I got no issue with it.
I don't have a problem.
None.
How many Commanders fans
are going to make a week of it in Spain? Now, that'd be awesome. Now, Jason spent his honeymoon in Spain.
I think
that would be awesome. I mean, it'd be expensive, but I think that would be awesome to do a road trip.
I'm sure a lot of people will. Not a lot, but some people will.
Don't invite me.
Well, I don't think you're going to get invited.
Yeah.
You're such a grump.
You don't look like you'd be a fun person to go to Spain.
I don't
want to
go. I don't want to go.
You have a lot of sangria, EB.
I'm not really a sangria guy.
Tapas?
I like tapas.
Yeah, small plates.
You know what?
Give me big plates.
I like that.
Well, you just get a bunch.
I know.
I try different things.
I know how tapas
cakes.
Works.
You get some pregame paella.
Yeah.
Paella is awesome.
I don't know. Maybe I should like it because then you could do something afterwards.
And I think while the Thursday night would have appeal to play in that first game, you can get in the routine of your Sundays.
I actually don't know that I'm ready to challenge the Eagles again after that shellacking right on week one. I'm actually kind of glad that we're not the open. Let's let our new corner settle in a little bit. Let's figure out what we're doing with Kinlaw. Let's get this defense locked down.
You don't want to throw Debo their way?
I don't want to necessarily challenge
them. You don't want to make a statement?
I don't necessarily think we're going to be dramatically better at week one, you know.
I would disagree. I think it would be the perfect time to play them. You're at your all-time healthiest, right?
They're loosey-goosey getting their rings.
Yeah, they're getting their rings. You just lost your season at their place in the NFC Championship game, and then you're seeing them raise the banner. Dan Quinn could fire up a team. You think that wouldn't be some extra motivation
going into the link after that? It would be, but I would rather play them when we're a little bit more gelled and we're a little bit more together, know what we're doing.
You got Cliff in his new bag with all of his new toys he gets to play with.
Yeah, but let's give Lane from Tech. Let's give him a couple weeks.
So what he's saying is he wants a nice, soft, cushy spot to open. He wants 2025. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily want. I mean, that team drummed us. I mean, we had beaten them a few weeks earlier, but I mean they basically humiliated
us. So
who do you want to open up with then? Like Carolina?
That'd be great.
No. I heard Kevin Sheehan. He was breaking down his mock schedule. I don't know if it's fully out yet or if he's doing it this week because the real thing comes out Wednesday. I think he said that 4 of the last 5 years, the Commanders have played at home for their opener. So his theory is they're going to open on the road.
All right.
So maybe you want to open against the Giants.
So division game.
I'd be fine with that.
Because your other road dates are outside of the division. The Packers, the Chiefs. We know it won't be the Chargers because they're opening in Brazil. The Vikings. Ooh, maybe you get J.J. McCarthy, stumbles out of the gate, perhaps. Not the Dolphins because we're expecting that to be in Madrid. Spain. Or Falcons.
That's a great one.
Commanders at Falcons. Could Michael Penix in what, wanna, a second or third start?
We are. Hey, listen. With in college football, you know, maybe they do, but a lot of times, you know, you get a cupcake or two early on before you get going.
Generally, yes.
Right? Yep. In basketball, it's kind of that way. Mm-hmm.
We are two different-minded people. I would be
my way up to it.
No, I would be butt-sized to kick in the door, screaming like a banshee.
Yeah, but your team's already established.
So by process of elimination, we already know.
It was yours.
In week one,
NFC championship game.
In week one, if it's an away game, it's not Philly, it's not Dallas, and it's not Miami.
Right.
So it's one of those teams that I mentioned. If it's an away game, it's right. Either the Giants, the Packers, the Chiefs are scheduled to be in against the Chargers in Brazil. You can cross them off the list. If they start on the road, it's either against the Giants, the Packers, the Vikings, or the Falcons.
How come you didn't say Chargers?
Because the Chargers are playing against the Chiefs in Brazil.
Yeah.
Where that's the rumor. Right.
That's going to be the
Friday. Starting to narrow it down now.
So that would be the Friday
now
night
game, correct?
Now I
see how Kevin Sheehan does it, how he does his
mock Brazil
draft.
Game is right after the opener. Yeah.
It's that Friday night.
You know what? Give me the Giants. Give me the Giants.
I think the Giants is a good spot. I think the Vikings, I mean, I think McCarthy's going to do well, but maybe in game one he doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared of the Falcons either.
I'm not scared of the Falcons.
Not scared of the Falcons. Why would you be scared of them?
Now, none of this is confirmed, right?
Well, Bijan Robinson is actually pretty good.
Now, maybe
well, the Eagles
this,
is. The
this
Eagles
game
is.
Seems like a lock. Yeah, I guess the Chiefs-Chargers, but they've got Vikings at Steelers in week four in Ireland. They've got Vikings at Browns. Mm-hmm. In England.
Those are just leaks.
London in week five. So the Vikings are doing back-to-back games in the United Kingdom? That seems crazy.
That's just a leak, right? That's just a prediction.
Well, the Jags just did that.
Yeah, the Jags were there for two
no,
weeks.
But, no, the
Yeah, but the Jags are kind of famous for their owner liking to be over there and not filling their own stadium. It's surprising that the Vikings would be on the road for two games in Ireland and England.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
You guys saw, before I go to these calls, you saw the clips of Shador. By most accounts, people were giving him rave reviews for several of his different throws. Now, again, it's just mini camp, whatever. But it's almost like it might reverse work out for him, even though I think he's in a terrible situation with all these quarterbacks in front of him. But just by being a fifth-round pick, the expectation now is so low that he can only surprise you when he makes good plays.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to Daryl. Is it Reuter or Ryder?
Ryder.
It's Ryder. Ryder. We'll talk to him next segment about that.
Because he's from
Cleveland. I mean, to be fair,
Cleveland?
I think Gabriel looked good in the clips, too.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Except for, like, the one clip which went viral where there was a reporter saying that he thought he was taller than him. Uh-huh. Gabriel's short.
He is.
All right, real Small quick, dude. Let's go, let me see here. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the Chuckies.
Nick from Welcome, Maryland. That's me.
That's right. Hey,
welcome.
Nick.
What's up?
I don't like any of the traveling, to be honest with you. Nick is very vulnerable. I'm not trying to say anything bad, but the players already have Thursdays they have to deal with and get their time clock right. Now you ship them across, you know, an 18-hour flight and whatever it is, and then you kind of come back and get caught back up with what's going on with all that. You know, we got Toronto, I mean, right over the border, who killed having an NFL team. They would love it. Buffalo won't let it happen. But if that's what you're doing, because I think the NFL is afraid that they're coming to where they can't expand anymore. They can't bring anybody. They're scared that.
Hey, can I make a bet on him?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Does anybody want to take this bet that he's never traveled to Europe or Africa or South America?
Ooh, you think he's never left the continental United States?
Yeah.
You think he just sounds like an uncultured hillbilly?
No, because he just said it was 18 hours to get to Spain. And I'm betting on he's never
Nick,
been.
Nick, he thinks you're an uncultured hillbilly.
You nailed it, man. That's me, Bob.
it was hard to bet on him. I'll be
appreciate
honest.
The call.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
I'm not saying it's not a long flight, but 18 hours.
Yeah, he's way off on his math.
Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, long time no hear, right?
Where you been, Marky
like
Mark?
Called.
Working, man. Working.
Working? All right.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday, guys. Well, hey. May the 4th be with you.
Thank you.
Look, I was just telling the screen caller that now that we know the Eagles are playing the Cowboys on Thursday night, it's almost assured that Washington's probably going to open up the season on Monday night against the Lions. Because if, you know, and
I don't want that one either.
I'm scared.
I'm scared of that one a little bit. I am a little bit scared.
Why are you so scared? You went into their place and beat their asses in the playoffs.
We just smoked them so bad.
Yeah, what are you scared of?
It's hard to duplicate that.
Stop being so scared.
It's hard to duplicate.
The game is here, though, Eric.
Yeah?
The game is here.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
Aren't you anti-golf?
I think golf does suck. I do think it sucks. But is he going to throw four picks again?
Unlikely.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he throws five.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Sorry.
No, honestly,
did Mark pick the Commanders to go like 15-2 last year or something?
Something like that. I think he had him undefeated like through week 11 or something. Like he had something bizarre.
I mean, that part was crazy, but
he ended up being close to right.
They had 14 wins if you include the postseason.
He might be a seer. By the way, if you get a nonstop to Madrid, it's 8 hours.
Yeah, he said
it's
18.
Not 18.
Right. Well,
you're not flying to like India.
Yeah, JP picked
you
up
made
on
me
that,
feel bad for a second that I said
well,
that.
That's what you were doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, he threw the 18 hours, and yes, he sounded like a hillbilly.
Let's go to Mo Larga. Mo, what's up, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm with Valdez on this one. Why not make a statement right out the gate? You know, I mean, we got a lot of new toys. We're at our healthiest. Maybe somewhat of a Super Bowl hangover. I don't see why not. And EB, you gotta poke your chest out a little bit. I mean, you have so much bravado in you. I know that you love your boys. You can't be scared, bro. Like
I'm a little bit scared. I think the Lions are really good. I think the Lions are really good.
I mean, but are we not really good?
No,
I mean,
we're pretty good too. We're pretty good for sure.
New weapons.
We're pretty good.
I mean, at some point, you got to believe. So, but yeah, I'm with Valdez on this one. I mean, it's a great opportunity to make a statement. And also, if we play on the Thursday night game, would that count for our Thursday night game for the season? Because if so, that would be a great benefit to get that out,
to get it out of the way.
Short week during the season. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that plays.
Good thought.
But, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Here's the thing about with the Lions. I think they're really good. Wouldn't you argue? I mean, the last 2 years, they've been one of the top
they're
two
very
or three,
good.
Right?
Of course.
Yeah, they got 15 wins last year in a regular season, whatever. You think we're going to smoke them two games in a row?
I think they've got
the
a good shot
we're
of beating them.
Smoke them two games
why
in
do
a
you
row?
Have to smoke them?
Yeah, why can't you
why
get
don't
a
you,
3
you can
point
win by 1 point.
All right, so you think
their
we'll,
defense
think
couldn't
we'll
stop
two
Washington
games in
at all
against them? Huh?
Their defense couldn't stop Washington.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, they also
at
had
all.
100 guys.
I would say I would feel better because it was here.
They're
going to
have Hutchback. He is a difference maker, but
yeah.
Still
well,
not
I've
that
seen
scary.
Videos. He looks a little banged up still.
Okay, well, still.
What do you mean banged up?
Still
is he limping
away from
stuff?
The game?
Like they just showed some of his rehab, and people were questioning whether he would be ready for the season. Like, he didn't look great.
Mm.
Okay.
For, you know, the people that analyze those things.
Right, okay.
It looked fine to me. Right. Running on a treadmill. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the Cleveland Browns. One of the biggest stories in the NFL is Shedeur Sanders still. He's battling for a job, really, as a fifth-round draft choice, battling with Dylan Gabriel, who's drafted in the third round above him. Daryl Ryder, radio host for 92.3 in Cleveland. He'll join us next here on The Junkies.